comes into a household hazardous waste facility is the same thing that I guarantee everybody in this room has in their garage. It's the leftover cans, et cetera. It's all stuff people have at their homes right now. The alternative is to, one, go to Springfield, which Scott had checked into. Here's the problem with that. First of all, they won't take addresses because they don't have time to do it. It's a much larger facility. So there's no way to break down various communities in terms of paying their share of it. So it would all be Taney County, and it would all be no way to know what came from Branson, Hollister, Forsyth, or county areas. The other problem is it's very inconvenient for people to take going that far and carrying that material. Another thing is a possibility of a one-day drive. I know you guys have talked about that. Those have become very expensive. I've checked with Natalie Mosley with the Solid Waste District. She is our administrator for that. She is reporting that those are costing now $10,000 to $15,000 for one day because you have to bring in a professional company who comes. I think the company that's taking the material now comes from Indiana or was taking it from the Branson facility. But what you're doing are hiring trucks, a truck to come in, all of their equipment, all their material, and their professional people at a very high rate. And again, you've got a problem of only doing it once a year. And I guarantee that that doesn't work because people are moving, they're selling their houses, they want to get rid of it, and they're going to get rid of it by throwing it in the trash, which is exactly what we don't want to do. I do believe if we don't set up a household hazardous waste facility available through Taney County residents on a regular basis, that we'll go back to where we were 20 years ago when we were trying to educate the public about why you don't throw these things in and what it does to our water supply. We have a population now that understands and recognizes that those things do not belong in the trash. For one thing, it's a danger to put in things that are going to be crushed in a waste hauler's truck when they come to get the trash. And the other thing is it's going to end up in the landfill, which means it's going to leach into the groundwater. So I would strongly suggest that we do it here. Now, requirements by DNR, I've talked to them, Scott's talked to them. This is all they ask is an operations plan, how you're going to collect it and when you're going to collect it. A site closure plan. They want to know that if at some future date, like what Branson did, of closing it down, that you're not going to just walk away from the facility. So that would be very, very simple to provide. In the old days, people walked away from other kinds of facilities. I know of a case years ago up in the Walnut Shade area where someone, this is many years ago, but somebody walked away from a filling station and just left the gas that was in the tank underground, and it ended up leaching into people's water, and people couldn't even use their own water from their wells. So they just want assurances that Taney County is not going to walk away, frankly, the way the city did. They also request that you show a footprint of where it's located, an emergency response plan. An emergency response plan is put together with your local fire department. So you'd work with Western Taney County just to figure out if we did have a fire, how would we react to it? What would be the response? The big requirement is training for handlers. I went through this training years ago. It was a 24-hour training, 3 days down in Little Rock, Arkansas. Actually, I think it was more like about 20 hours because they let us out early. DNR is talking about the possibility of offering one of those trainings in October, but they still have not, unless you've heard anything,
no,
Scott.
No, that's what I heard. They're still working on the possibility of it.
Okay. There also may be a possibility of doing it online. I saw a conference that unfortunately is being held this week, but is offering that training online for handlers. And my suggestion is that you end up having three people trained. Like I said, I had that training. There were many times that we did not make people, at least when I was there, call for an appointment. So it was open any day the recycle center was open. We'd open the front of the trailer, and we would take the material. There were many times I was dressed up and would have to come from my office because they were busy at the recycle center, and I never had any hesitation handling things or any problem. I have asthma, never had any difficulty with breathing or anything like that. My suggestion is that you offer it at the recycle center. You offer limited days that it would be offered, and it be by appointment only, that they would call in, and I think Scott has said that Presley could take those calls to make those appointments. Have people registered by the city they live in. I would not suggest they do addresses because we do not have the time, or you guys don't have the time, county employees don't have the time to run it through a computer to say, is this inside the Hollister city limits or out in the county? We have a Hollister address. We don't live anywhere near the city of Hollister. But that's an additional time frame that I think is should be simplified. Cities would pay by the percentage of participation. In the past, for years, Hollister, Branson, and Forsyth paid their share. The last time that they paid, and the percent has worked out to about 18% by Branson, 9% by Hollister, and 5% by Forsyth. The last time that material was gathered was in April of 20. So that means, and the total cost, the county paid 68%. Their cost was $4,580. Branson's was about $1,200. Hollister was about $600. Forsyth was about $350. So we're not talking a massive amount. And what you do is you have it collected about once a year. What I'm requesting from you guys is to move forward and to agree to cover training costs for 3 employees and that I write a solid waste district grant. Now, the reason we're under a time frame with this is those grants are due next Monday. And so what I'd like to see is I'd like to write a grant that would cover $6,000 of collection for the county. My guess is because it has not been picked up, no one has had access in Taney County since April of 2020. The earliest I foresee that you would be able to open if you get the grant, which I guarantee you will get the grant because the Solid Waste District is very, very anxious for Taney County to resume being able to collect. And with the lakes in this area, there's a real recognition of the necessity for that. The reason I put $6,000 in there is I'm guesstimating if we are not collecting until February of 2022, you won't be even calling them until early 2023, probably, to come and collect it. And given the fact that that would be almost a 3-year gap from the time it was last collected, when the last time it was a $6,700 fee, I'm guessing overall by then it could be $9,000 to $10,000. So based on that projection and the percentage of the county, what it's been before at 68%, my thinking is to write a grant that pays for the first year of Taney County share, and that Taney County move forward with getting agreements from Branson, Hollister, and Forsyth again, which should not be a problem given how small that amount is. I mean, it's a drop of water in any of their budgets. I also am advocating that you allow me to write that grant to include the publication of probably 10,000 copies of a 3-fold pamphlet that would basically be where in how to recycle and where in Taney County. That would include information about the recycle center, would include information about the household hazardous waste, would include information about why you should recycle and what the benefits of recycling are. And it will also include other information that Taney County does not collect but other people do, such as fluorescent tubes, computers, batteries, et cetera, that would be included in it. I'm proposing that I put together sort of a marketing plan working with Taney County people that once that household hazardous waste is getting ready to open, they really blast out Taney County is into recycling and protecting the environment for our citizens and our visitors, and to include a distribution of pamphlets to the recycle center, the Taney County Courthouse. I'm going to be doing presentations starting next month to schools and community groups the way I used to do with when I worked for the city. That's going to be through the Solid Waste District. They've approached me and asked me to do that. So I estimate I'll probably be doing 20 presentations a year to anything from Sunday school groups to preschoolers to students and any community groups about why recycling is important and what Taney County is doing. I would write and submit the grant by Monday. Actually, I would probably have it done by Friday, submit it to you guys to look at, and then get it submitted up to Natalie at the Solid Waste District. And what I foresee in the next couple of years, for the next 2 years at least, in terms of cost to the county would be the cost of training for those employees. You need to understand that this grant, you would know by November whether you get the grant, but it has to go through DNR for approval, so you don't actually get the go-ahead to spend any money till probably late January, early February, which is why I'm advocating not opening the facility until then. The reason is because you cannot accrue cost on a grant before you get the money and the okay with the money for the grant, and that gives time to get training in, et cetera. Now, here's your backup clause. If you get training for your employees, and if Devin and the employees who take that say, we think there's too big a risk here, and I think they're going to go, no, it's no worse than going into my garage. If we think there's too big a risk here, you can pull out. And we can tell the Solid Waste District, we don't want the grant, we're not going to do that. So there's a safety factor. It's not like pulling the pin on the grenade. So what I'm wanting to do is get Taney County in the position that Branson sort of was back in the years that I was working there in terms of really being an advocate for the environment and recycling, and doing this grant and doing the household hazardous waste facility, I think would be another step since you guys took over the recycling. So that's my say. These guys could just tear it apart.
when doing the grant, do you have to at that time say exactly that it'll be used for putting in our own, or does it still give us the option of, hey, we want to use this money just for household hazardous waste? Or do you have to actually put in there?
You have to itemize how you're spending the money. So the $6,000 would be specifically for collection of the first collection of material. Now, they're pretty understanding. If something happened, let's say that it ends up only costing you $5,000, which I don't think that's right. I think it will actually cost you a little more than the $6,000, maybe, given the length of time of 3 years before that material's picked up, and it's been a three-year gap. But if it should be less, and I don't know what the cost right now would be for publication because I haven't had time to explore that, but I would know that by probably 24, 48 hours.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do we have to decide before the grant is, before you apply for it, if we're going to do an on-site or if we're going to do, what other options have we talked about?
Well, right now we don't have an option. I mean, we work with Springfield.
We've talked about
having it a couple different times a year.
Right. Yeah. So, because there'd still be expenses in. I mean, if we weren't
right
out that company.
So I think they would adapt to that. I think they would be less. I mean, they're a pretty good group to work with. I mean, they're a lot more flexible than working, say, strictly with DNR. I mean, this is a group of citizens who are making this decision in terms of the grant. We used to do that in Taney County before we had our own site, and you're paying big money even if you get 50 people show up, as opposed to several hundred that you would have during a year bringing their stuff to them. The bad thing is, too, is there's people who are always moving.